Hi guys, I am Michelle and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. So today is the last day before a 4-day vacation. I'm sure you all are very excited right now. It would be hard not to sit at your desk without fidgeting today, right? So why don't we just sink in and really embrace this holiday fantasy for a moment. How are you going to spend your holiday? Some of my colleagues and friends have already been spreading the news that they're going to enjoy their vacation far away from Taiwan. Like, there's this colleague of mine saying that she will be in a bikini on some sort of exotic island, which I can't even remember the name of. So how many of you are traveling during this long weekend? Just tell us all so that we can be jealous of you. Anyway, today's video will be just about right for you if you're traveling during this long weekend. And for those of you who are going to chill and relax at home, like me, then I guess we can still have some fun with it. Bitterly, yay. So without further ado, let's take a look at today's sentences. Welcome to Middle Earth, my friend. I'm here to guide you on your journey, so cease your rebel rousing and listen very carefully, and obey all crew member instructions and all illuminated signs. If the seatbelt sign were to illuminate, return to your seat right away. Make sure all valuables at your feet are pushed under the seat in front of you, and fasten your seatbelt low across your hips. Once again, welcome to Middle Earth, my friend. I'm here to guide you on your journey. So cease your rabble rousing and listen very carefully and obey all crew member instructions and all illuminated signs. If the seatbelt sign were to illuminate, return to your seat right away. Make sure all valuables at your feet are pushed under the seat in front of you, and fasten your seatbelt low across your hips. All right, before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. Welcome to Middle Earth, my friend. 首先这个单字 middle, 它的发音方式它的的是快速弹开的 middle. 再来 I'm here to guide you. 好，这里的 you 变成 you, 因为它前面一个字的字尾是 the, OK? 如果我们念成 guide you, 会觉得很累，所以就把这个 you 改成 you 就会比较好发音 guide you. Alright, on your journey. So seize your rabble rousing and listen. 好，这个 and 的字尾的不见了，就只是一秒停顿的感觉。And listen very carefully and obey. 好，这里的的可以跟下一个字 obey 连起来变 and obey. Okay, and obey all crew member instructions and all illuminated signs. 好，这里的 instructions 可以跟 and 连起来，或者你觉得你到 instructions 这边你已经快没气了，你也可以停顿，然后再往下就不用连。Alright, 再往下呢 return to your seat right away. 好，这里的 right 可以跟 away 连起来，变 right away. 再来 make sure all valuables set your feet. 好，这里的 valuables 跟 at 一样可以连起来， valuables set your feet are pushed. 这里的 ed 发的是 t 的声音，因为前面一个字 push 的尾音是气音 sh. Alright, 所以这里就是 pushed.Okay, pushed under the seat in front of you. 首先 seat 跟 in 可以连起来变成 seat in. 那尤其要注意这两个字的母音，一个是脸颊拉开的 e, 一个是脸颊要 hold 住的 it. 拉开跟 hold 住之间呢的流畅度呢是要练习的 seat in. Alright, 再来 front of, 一样可以连起来。连之前呢 of 的母音 o 先弱化成 a, 变成 front of. 然后我们这个部分来自 the seat in front of you, okay? And fasten your seatbelt low across your hips. 这里的 hips 一样是 hold 住的母音 it, hips, alright? And now let's talk about the vocabulary. The first one is seize. Cease is a verb. It means come to an end of something. So if you cease a certain thing, you are no longer doing it. You stop doing it. For example, due to copyright infringement, the company decided to cease all business activities. 好，因为这个侵犯版权的关系 copyright infringement, okay, 就是侵犯版权 The company decided to cease all business activities.终止所有的商业活动 cease all business activities. 好，那么 cease 这个字呢，就是终止、停止的意思。那么很多人可能会觉得 cease 跟 stop 很像，其实他们很多时候是 interchangeable， 也是可以互换的。But cease is considered rather formal， 比较正式一点的话会用 cease。So you can say the rain has stopped or the rain has ceased.都是雨停了的意思，不过 the rain has stopped 就可以比较口语化，而 the rain has ceased 的翻译就会觉得比较偏向，比如说雨停歇了这种，就是 sounds more formal and fancy. Okay, and then the next one is seize. Some people might confuse these two words or misuse the word seize with seize because they sound pretty similar. The former is seize.Okay, C-E-A-S-E, 它发的音尾音是 S, 而 the letter is seize, 它的尾音是 Z 的音。The word seize means to take control or take advantage of something quickly and suddenly by force. 所以 seize 这个字它就是抓取、获取、也有掌握等等的意思。So, you might hear it a lot in the comments saying goes like this. 你可能很常听到的一个、用的地方在这一句。Life is short, seize the moment. Life is short,、人生苦短 seize the moment, 把握当下。所以把握就是用这个字 seize.All right. And then let's have a look at ceaseless. With a suffix less, L-E-S-S, at the end of a word, it gives the word the opposite of its original meaning. 总之加了 L-E-S-S 以后呢，它就常常会是把原本的字字义变成完全相反的意思。So here it means non-stopping.所以就是指、未停歇的、不停止的。It is constant and continues for a long time. It is an adjective, and the sentence can go like, the ceaseless rain depressed me. Okay, and next we have rabble-rousing. Rabble-rousing. If a person is doing something that is rabble-rousing, they are doing something that will make people feel excited, anxious, or even angry at a certain thing.这个 rabble 这个字、本来是指、一群 very large and noisy uncontrolled group of people 总之 the rabble 我们会说是乌合之众或是有一种很容易起哄的暴民的感觉而 rouse 这个字呢是指 to make someone very active or excited 就是去激起他人的情绪我们会用 rouse 这个字 rabble rousing 本来是形容词就是在形容煽动的好这种感觉的字那比如说 he is a rabble rousing speaker he canEasily stir up people's emotion. 他可以轻易的、煽动别人的情绪。我们可以说 he is a rabble rouser. Rabble rouser. 他是一个、蛊惑人心、煽动的人。好，可以这么说。Alright, 而本句呢是用在把 rabble rousing 当成名词、那这里就可以 翻成躁动不安的情绪。Alright?Okay, and next we have illuminate. Illuminate, it is a verb meaning to light something and make it brighter. For example, during the Christmas season, the trees were illuminated with ornaments and strings of colored light bulbs. 在圣诞节期间呢 the trees were illuminated. 好这些树木都被点亮了被什么东西点亮呢 with ornaments, 就是挂在圣诞树上的一些装饰品 ornaments, 还有 strings of colored light bulbs, 就是一串一串的彩灯。And the word also comes with an adjective illuminating. It basically means inspiring. Illuminating 本来就也有点亮、照亮等等的意思但它特别可以用来表示 inspiring, 很有启发性的感觉的意思。For example, the book is illuminating and a pleasure to read. The book is illuminating. 这本书是很具有启发性的。我们也可以说 the book is inspiring. Okay? All right, we have reached the end of the session today. I just want to say thank you all for being so awesome. I just hope you all have a great long weekend. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always. And I will see you guys next time.